At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Attention! It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hi there, I'm Gregor. I'm host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and news and all kinds of stuff. Additionally, I do the Full 90 Extra Time podcast, just every opportunity we can get to make silly jokes. That's what we take. Full 90 Extra Time podcast is having a party Saturday, 3 o'clock, Pioneer Square at Flatstick Pub. We're going to be celebrating the end of the Seattle Sounders season. Can't wait to see you. If you come out, I'll have some fun drinking beers, talking whatever you want. I don't even care. All right. So Grammy nominations dropped today, and it was a big one for still teenager, not even 18 years old, Billie Eilish dominated the standings. I can't even forgot to count how many there were, but she's certainly having the biggest year. For someone who can't buy a pack of cigarettes, a can of spray paint, or a lottery scratcher, she can go and win all of the musical creativity awards. That's pretty incredible. It was a huge year for women in rock and roll and just music in general, because you have the usual suspects up there, the Lady Gagas, the Taylor Swifts. Yes, okay, cool. But Lana Del Rey on there. Brittany Howard, she's the front woman for Alabama Shakes, went and did her own solo thing. She's nominated. Lizzo, it wouldn't be 2019 without Lizzo. She's on there. It is a ton of fun and super cool to watch. Brandi Carlile, a Seattle, greater Seattle area native. She's up for three more as well. This is really cool. Oh, cool. I didn't see that Apparat was up for Best Dance Album. That's cool. That's my buddy Bryce got me into Apparat. Rufus Du Sol is up for Solace. I like they give awards to country people, too. I'm just kidding. I'm surprised that Tool got nominated, but I guess I'm not surprised, because there really aren't that many like rock bands out there or whatever. Vampire Weekend was up for stuff, and then this is huge for us here at the end. The 1975 are headlining Deck the Hall Ball, and they're up for Best Rock Song for Give Yourself a Try. What a year. What a year. You can read all these at 1077theend.com. Oh, Best Reggae Album. The Best Comedy Album. I can't come up with someone who's better. I guess Steve Simone's is really good, but it's like all these like super predictable names and there's way better comedy. I guess that's the essence of the Grammys. I didn't listen to the Trevor Noah one. Jim Gaffigan, I heard. Ellen DeGeneres, I didn't even know she was still making albums. That's crazy. Aziz Ansari, Dave Chappelle. I love stand-up comedy. I would have just liked to see a little bit more than that. I guess I'm spoiled by listening to so many podcasts. Say like Cartman podcasts. There we go. Finally, a bit of good news there's good news here and there, but in an overall dark story, there's some good news for the Showbox.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Efforts to save the Showbox have new wind in their sails as two groups have teamed up to make an offer. Historic Seattle and Seattle Theater Group made a bid to buy the 80-year-old music hall. Excellent. Now, STG already have the Paramount, Moore Theater, the Neptune Theater in their repertoire, so it makes sense that they would pick up another. AEG currently is responsible for everything at the Showbox. They would continue to operate for the next several years. It's a step in the right direction, fingers crossed. Now, be careful when you're out at the dog park or on a hike. Parks like Merrymore Dog Park are under crazy assault from car prowlers, warns ComoNews.com. Smash and grab style theft is happening. They bust out your window, take the bag you leave in the back, and get away with it. One victim said that she saw the people responsible casing other cars by driving up next to them, looking in the window, and preparing to smash before she approached them and they drove off in a hurry. You gotta be a real turd that no one picked up to be doing this at a dog park. Or at all. You're the worst.
You just got newsed.
I've been talking about this podcast party that we're going to have. Oh, let me just plug it real quick. Saturday, Pioneer Square, Flatstick Pub, 3 p.m. We're hanging out, celebrating Seattle Sounders FC. We do a podcast about Seattle soccer. Seattle Sounders FC won the MLS Cup just over a week ago. And we're celebrating with our friends that listen to this podcast and want to come out and stuff, that have a Saturday afternoon free. It's massively, how do you say it? This is like the problem with the job I do. I'm just going to be vulnerable with you here for a second. There's this notion of imposter syndrome where you get yourself into a situation that you don't actually believe that you belong in. That's like my entire career that I've done for 20 years. Here I am like, ooh, whew, I don't know that I, one of these days they're going to find me out and send me back to, you know, some crap town in the middle of New Mexico or whatever. Yeah, that's not what I'm looking forward to. So then we like do stuff where we're just kind of in a little studio here by ourselves making jokes. No one's here to actively laugh. It's not as brave as like a stand-up comedian who like performs in front of human beings, and if they don't laugh, it's just like horribly awkward. Oh boy. That's a real thing there. I've seen that happen. It is not cool. Anyway, do our jokes here and stuff. That's fine. And then a couple times a year, the radio station has a big concert. Okay, great. We go out there. It's still the radio station's thing. We're doing this podcast party, and like, my fears of inadequacy are racing. I'm like, if three people show up, is that a huge win? Like me and my co-host Brandon don't count. But like, what happens if no one shows up to this thing? And to be clear, like we set our sights on like 20, 25 people, you know, nothing huge or whatever, just a fun hang to drink some beers or whatever. You gotta be 21 to get in. Anyway, drive responsibly, drink responsibly. Get home safely. Anyway, I seriously worry. Like, what if no one shows up to this and then we look like idiots in front of like Flatstick Pub and find out that like pull back the curtain and it turns out that the inadequacy fears are like justified. Is this why people go to therapy? I'm like nervously moving around in my seat. Maybe you can hear that in the background. Yikes. Let's lean on something I like to do, which is writing. Bill Gates as a supervillain.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Has Bill Gates gone full-on James Bond supervillain? Now, probably not, but he does have a secretive super solar project that sounds like it could be making a death ray. Heliogen's concentrated sunlight. It made a breakthrough that they can get it to a temperature high enough to replace fossil fuels in industrial processes. It's not a death ray. What they're doing is they're making like a carbon-free, sunshine-based power source big enough to make massive ovens for manufacturing steel and glass and other junk that would otherwise need dino juice and produce a ton of exhaust. Good job, Gates. Like a headline from the distant future, doctors evidently have successfully placed at least one human patient into suspended animation. I'm sorry, what? Let's say someone shows up to the ER with a traumatic injury and cardiac arrest. Their heart's not working. ER docs have dropped the body temperature of a patient to like 50 or 60 degrees, replaced the blood with cold saline, and been given an extra 2-hour window to operate before then warming the patient back up, filling them back up with blood, and jump-starting their heart. Next stop, space, I suppose, huh? And finally, this is nuts. CRISPR, a method for altering our DNA, has been trialed in the U.S., and the results are so far positive, seeming to cure two diseases in two different patients. That's pretty sweet that we could eliminate genetic conditions that would otherwise be harmful to humans, but what happens when someone uses it to give us diseases? Ooh, or better yet, turns us into Wookiees!
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
If I could make a podcast recommendation for music fans, Joe Rogan had Josh Homme home Hom. I don't ever know how to say his name. He's Josh Hom to us. That's what we called him for the entirety of before the internet time. Anyway, he was the guest yesterday on the Joe Rogan Experience, and you never hear this guy talk long form in a fun environment. He is so smart. I know people are mad because he kicked a photographer, and you should be mad at him for that because that's a jerk move. But also, it doesn't mean his like he has to be spoiled. His reputation has to be spoiled forever. It's just like such a whatever. I'm not here to pass judgment on the guy or whatever. Other than to say that he is so fast and smart, I was blown away. I'm not quite done with it yet, but it's a if you want something to listen to, Joe Rogan talking to Josh Hom is pretty dope. Anyway, have a great day. Hopefully we'll see you Saturday. I think I'm going to throw up.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.